How much confidence do you have with your NFL picks?
I can't do this anymore, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going.
Well, don't worry. We have just the person for you. Matthew Kaws.
Folks, when you write 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
Does Matthew Kaws always make the right pick? No, but he would never bet against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due!
So if you need help with your NFL picks, have a listen, because it's time for Kaws's Gameplay Confidence Pool Picks, where he ranks all of his picks from most confident...
I am the smartest man alive!
...to least confident.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Kaws ain't gonna get it perfect, but at least he's better than this guy.
I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's Lock of the Week.
Ooh, that's a big lock, all right.
Time now for the Gameplay Confidence Pool.
Just win, baby.
Who's playing? Who's out? We got no idea. Where are the mystery injuries going to be? What's going on with COVID? No one's going to have any idea. It doesn't matter. It's the final week of the season, and it's time for my confidence picks. Let's hit it. Let's hit my first one.
5, 23, 2,
the Green Bay Packers, a 3.5-point favorite in Detroit. There's a better chance Brett Favre plays than Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers dealing with that toe injury, so I hate to do this. I'm going to go with the Lions, and here's why. I bet on them last week, and they screwed me. So normally that means I'd flip-flop and bet against them. But I'm too sneaky for them. They think I'm betting against them, so they're going to play well this week. They don't know I'm going to bet on them. Does that sound insane? Yes. Has my brain been broken a little bit by the Lions? Maybe. I'm taking the Lions' confidence level only of one. Moving on.
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
Let's take my second underdog, the Houston Texans, at plus 10.5. Yes, the Titans are going to win this game. It's a big deal for Tennessee. A win, and they clinch the number one seed. But Texans defeated the Titans earlier this year, 22-13. I know everyone's talking about, here comes Derrick Henry, and yeah, let's say he comes back. They're not going to feed him the ball 30 times. They're going to treat it like week 3 of the preseason. Give him a couple sequences, give him a couple series, and then get him the hell out of there. Houston, by the way, 7-9 against the spread. Pretty respectable. 10.5, that is too much for me. I'm taking Houston. Moving on.
Did I tell you that I hold the school record for touchdowns in a season?
Who the hell is playing for the Ravens? No one has any idea. I am going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. By the way, bet the under of 41.5 here. This comes down to the Steelers can do a couple things well. They can sack the quarterback. You saw what you have from TJ Watt. Najee Harris can run the ball. Well, that's really about it, but that's going to be enough. I don't know who's at quarterback. I don't know who's in the secondary for the Ravens. The Ravens nearly won last week, lost late to the Rams. Their season is done. Give me the Steelers. Confidence level 3. Moving on.
So all the way back to the beginning when God created football.
We are staying with more underdogs. I am taking the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are a 15.5-point underdog at home against Indianapolis. And yes, I expect the Colts to win. But, you know, Carson Wentz wasn't very good last week. I'm trying to find nice things to say about Jacksonville, but I don't have them. Instead, I'm going to give you this stat that's going to be repeated over and over again. But if you go back to around 1990-91, when there are these matchups, when in the final week of the season, the team with everything to play for is taking on the team with nothing to play for, the team with nothing to play for is hitting the spread at around 65%. So Jacksonville, they're going to come in loose. They're going to want to try to end the season, at least not being embarrassed. They lose, but not by 15.5. Give me the Jags. Oh, I hate saying that sentence. Moving on.
Hello, I'd like 3 tickets to the Super Bowl, please. Good one.
Yeah, 50-yard left. Skybox.
Do you remember I said moments ago about why I'm taking Jacksonville? So that's why I'm taking Carolina on the road against Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers are the Bucs are favored by 8 against Carolina. And there's just so much drama going on in Tampa this week. But forget about the drama. Who's going to be playing? How many guys are sort of 50-50, but they keep them out against in this game because they just want to go to the playoffs healthy? And for the Bucs, I know they can end up anywhere from 2-4. And who's Brady working with now? Cyril Grayson, Jalen Darden, Tyler Johnson. I might have made up one of those names. I'm going with Carolina. They lose by a touchdown. Confidence level 5. Moving on.
First team all state. I can put the ball wherever I want to. I'll make it rain out here.
Dalvin Cook didn't need to say, I love these people in the building. I love these coaches. That's all I've got to say. Very nice of the Minnesota Vikings running back. The Vikings favored by 5.5 at home against Chicago. Justin Fields isn't in this game. I have no idea who's at quarterback, but you know who is. It's Kirk Cousins. Do you take Kirk Cousins in a big game? No. Do you take him in a primetime game? Hell no. Do you take him as a 5.5-point favorite in a meaningless game where he's going to put up lots and lots of numbers that are meaningless in terms of playoffs? Yes, he will. I'll take the Vikings, 5.5-point favorite at home against Chicago. Confidence level of 6. Moving on.
Hot route. Red 7.
What is hot route?
Will you just go stand on the other side, please?
There's two questions I would ask Bill Belichick. The first one, did you make any New Year's Eve resolutions? We know the answer to that is going to be, bleep off, I'm not telling you. The next question would be, what the hell is with you and Miami in December and January? Under Belichick, New England is 2-7 when visiting the Dolphins in December and January. Miami, 6-point underdog at home against New England. And yeah, I know, Tua stinks. New England can run the ball. Miami gave up a lot of rushing yards last week. But Miami, no pressure on them. New England, still a chance to win the division. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins. I'm getting 6 points as it is, for whatever reason, a house of horrors for the Pats. They win, but they do not win in spectacular fashion. Confidence level 7 on Miami. Moving on.
If I gave you a dollar, you could keep most of the change, because all I really want is a quarterback.
Buffalo's going to win against the Jets. But is Buffalo going to beat the Jets by more than 16.5 points? I am taking underdogs all over the place. Again, there is, go back and look at the historical numbers. Teams with nothing to play for against teams with stakes of any sort in terms of making the playoffs or seeding. Those teams that have everything to play for, they usually underperform. They rarely cover. So I'll take the Jets. The Jets have covered the spread in the last 3 straight weeks. The Jets were 1.5 yards away from beating Tampa Bay and the Bucs last week. Josh Allen, horrible, had interceptions on 3 straight possessions. He ran the ball well. He didn't pass the ball well. Buffalo wins. The Jets cover. Confidence level of 8. Moving on.
I think you can build an offense around a guy who throws like Edward Scissorhands. We're going to play a hell of a lot of defense.
Okay, this one, this is a tough one. Let me just say this about the Saints and the Falcons. Bet the under. That might be a smarter play. I'm going to take the Falcons to cover the 4 points at home. Again, that same theory, taking the team with nothing to play for. The Saints need this win to make the playoffs. I have no faith in the Saints offense. I don't have any faith in Atlanta as well, but I think they keep it within a field goal. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. Confidence level of 9. Moving on.
We don't have to play football, do we, Daddy?
You betcha. Team sports will keep you away from temptations like rock music and girls.
Yay!
So there I was a couple years ago. I was at the hospital. My grandfather, all banged up. It was a bullfighting incident. No one thought a 93-year-old should be doing any bullfighting. My grandfather disagreed. He should have listened. So there I am in the hospital. I'm surrounded by doctors and nurses and nuns. They are reading him his last rites. My grandfather looks up to the entire family. He points to me and he says, Mateo, come close. And I do. And he says, come closer. I come closer. He whacks me and says, that's too close. I'm wondering, why are we doing this vaudeville humor right now? So I get a medium distance away from him, and he whispers this message into me, and he says, always remember the golden rule. And I say, treat everyone the way you want to be treated. And he says, no, dummy, you're dumber than me for fighting those bulls. No, never trust coaches and what they say in the final week of the season. What does that have to do with this? Very little, but I've been doing this shtick every week involving my make-believe grandfather on his deathbed giving me advice. I had to still do it. Why am I yelling? I wish I had a glass of water. But this, what this does have to do is the Cowboys are in Philly. Philly is a 4.5-point underdog at home. I'm going to take Philly. And why did I mention about not trusting coaches? Well, Mike McCarthy said, we're playing everyone this week. We're not resting, guys. I don't believe him. For him to actually move up in the standings, a lot has to happen. All these other teams have to win. And there's going to be no Micah Parsons. Gardner Minshew looks like he'll play for Philly. Give me the 4.5. Dak Prescott was lousy last week. I've gone on too long that the music underneath has finished playing. That's my fault, not my producer. Confidence level of 10, taking Philly, moving on.
I'm tired of watching you dog it on that football field.
I knew it. Slowing down already, huh?
I'm going to keep this one quick. I'm taking the Rams. 4.5-point favorite. I've had so many dogs. I know San Fran, they've won 6 of their last 8. They've got a great record. And Matt Stafford. Man, it feels like I'm now talking myself out of it. But is Jimmy G playing? How's his finger? Is Trey Lance going to get in there? I'm just taking the Rams because I don't trust the 49ers. I think they're going to wilt under the pressure here. This is a team that probably should have made the playoffs. I don't think they're going to. I'm going to take the Rams. I think Cooper Kupp, big game for him. He's going to want those records. He says he doesn't, but Matt Stafford's going to give them to him. Taking the Rams, conference level 11, moving on.
They're not that tough. The football team at my high school, they were tough. After they sacked the quarterback, they went after his family.
Seattle's just going to finish the season on a nice little run. Speaking of running, Rashad Penny, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. He's going to continue to do that as well. Russell Wilson in his best game last week. DK Metcalf and 3 touchdowns. Look for Seattle's offense to do good things on the road against the Cardinals team that is 3-4 at home. The Cards are favored by 6.5. They might win that game. They do not cover. I will take Seattle, confidence level of 12. Moving on.
That's what we call a sack lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
Just learning that Denver is without 3 members of their secondary. Unfortunately for Denver, Drew Lock will get the start. I expect Kansas City to crush Denver on Saturday. They got to take care of their business for any chance of getting the number one seed. I thought Mahomes, especially for good chunks, played well last week against Cincinnati. And remember, they lost both their left tackles in that game. They ran the ball well against the Bengals. I'm taking the Chiefs. They're going to cover. They're going to win by more than 11.5 against Denver. Confidence level 13. Moving on.
So what position do you play, son?
Fullback?
Yeah. Well, we went both ways in our day.
This is the You Want to Get Nuts? Let's Get Nuts edition of the NFL. I bet on the Lions, my kryptonite team. I'm going to keep that going. I'm betting on the Chargers, my kryptonite team. 3-point favorite in Vegas. As the winner goes, the loser goes home match, one of these teams will go on to the playoffs. This one is simple. Everyone's back. Derwin James is back. Mike Williams is back. Austin Eckler is back. Joey Bosa's back. They're all back. The Chargers have got far more talent. Eckler had a career high 117 yards in a victory over the Raiders earlier this year. And at some point, the luck is going to run out for the Raiders. All these last second wins. Daniel Carson has said 5 game-ending kicks for victory this season. Not going to happen. Taking the Chargers. Confidence level 14. Moving on.
If the quarterback, if he throws
throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, then that's gonna be a touchdown.
Let me tell you who's not gonna get a touchdown. The New York Giants. They had minus 10 passing yards with Mike Glennon. I think this week it's going to be a quarterback even worse than Mike Glennon. It's going to be Jake Fromm. Oh, my Lord. Washington had a chance to beat the Eagles, but a crazy diving interception in the end zone ended any chances of that. The Giants have lost the last five games by double digits. I love Washington on the road. 7-point favorite. Again, bet the under in this game. The Giants have quit on their team. Joe Judge is sounding like some insane politician with all his rhetoric this week. Poor New York. Horrible GM. Horrible coach. Horrible quarterback. Give me Washington. The one team that I can rely on every week has been the Giants. Even when I have bad weeks, I usually nail that one. Let's see if this goes for one more week. Confidence level 15. Moving on.
I'm in favor of execution. Maybe our entire team needs to be executed after tonight.
Oh, yeah. What was that college football coach that did that? And then everyone got angry at him? Everyone needs to relax. All right, I'm going on a tangent for a second. When a coach says something bad, not everyone needs to jump on Twitter and go, oh, shame on that coach. You're all in your Twitter echo chamber. Y'all saying the whole same damn thing. Let's move it on from that. All right, Bengals in Cleveland. Cleveland is a 6-point favorite. I love the Browns here. They're going to want to end the season on a positive. There's no Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum in the lineup. That is an upgrade at quarterback. The Browns are an angry team. They know they should have a better record. They got screwed by bad luck, bad penalties, and bad COVID at the wrong time. All about bad timing. You see what the Bengals were doing? Rightfully so. They beat Kansas City, and they were celebrating that very awkward dance from Joe Burrow with a cigar. They're not playing Burrow. They're going to rest their guys. Mixon's got COVID. Browns end on a strong point. Yeah, it's a crazy week when the highest confidence level I have, it's on the Cleveland Browns. But that is my number one pick, my final pick for my confidence picks for week 18. And we're done.